From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, lawmakers are returning to Tallahassee today to start a special session. The issue is over health care spending. The Senate has proposed an alternative to Medicaid expansion under the federal health law, but House leadership has said it wants no part of it. Dr. Susan McManus teaches political science at the University of South Florida.
Another real burr is this low-income pool that has to do with federal funding as well that's coming in to support some of the same people that would be shifted to other things. And suddenly they're thinking about, well, you know, we might lose that amount. I think that's the new part of all of it, is they're worried about losing that chunk of federal change.
Lawmakers will have 3 weeks to work out a deal for a budget that starts July 1st. If they don't pass a single balanced budget, the result could be a shutdown of the state government. With boating season underway, authorities are reminding Floridians that the state is consistently among the top for boating accidents and fatalities. More than 600 accidents killed 73 people last year, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. FWC spokesman Seth Wagner says nearly one-third of deaths occurred when someone fell overboard.
Falls overboard is always our leading fatality factor. Simply just wearing your life jacket. There's so many new ones out there that are much more comfortable to wear. The prices have definitely come down as more manufacturers have stepped into it.
Wagner says more than 80% of boaters in fatal accidents had no formal boating safety training. The FWC issued nearly 40,000 boating safety education ID cards last year. Florida leads the nation with about 900,000 registered boats. And the Miami Marlins missed a chance at a sweep, or sweeping a team, falling to the New York Mets last night 4-3. Miami returns to South Florida to start a series against the Chicago Cubs tonight. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.